At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. In about 30 minutes, a bill to fix the troubled Dallas Police and Fire Pension Fund goes before a state Senate committee. HB 3158 has already passed in the House. At one point, city leaders and retirees took issue with some of the provisions, such as how much the city and first responders would have to pay into the fund. But both sides last week said they worked out an agreement after meeting with senators in Austin. Because of risky investments and overly generous benefits, the retirement fund for first responders could run out of money in 10 years without a legislative fix. Hundreds of people gathered in downtown Dallas yesterday for the annual Dallas Police Memorial. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado reports this year's ceremony held special significance as a way to honor the five officers who were killed in downtown Dallas last summer.
Members of the Dallas Police Choir sang in front of the families, friends, and police officers who gathered near City Hall to remember the officers who died in the line of duty. That includes the four Dallas officers and DART officer who were killed on July 7th. David Pughes is the interim chief of police. He had a message for those mourning the deaths of their loved ones.
To the families, I know it doesn't matter how long it's been, but the pain is real, and the pain feels like it was yesterday. We grieve with you, and we share your pain.
This pain is something Sergeant Ivan Gunter can relate to. The shootings last summer shook up the city. It also affected officers like Gunter. He's still in shock. Not only did he lose colleagues, he lost friends.
It's always difficult going through something like this. It's especially difficult because I was so close to some of the people there. All of us were. So this was a loss not just for the police department, but for the community at large.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings spoke at the ceremony. He said hearts overflow with grief over last summer's deaths. He says it's a time to support the police.
Let us unite behind our men and women that serve us. Let us never forget those that paid the ultimate price.
After the speeches, the sounds of bagpipes filled downtown. There was a 21-gun salute, and a Dallas police helicopter flew overhead, a special way to honor the fallen officers. Jessica Diaz-Hurtado, KERA News.
Jessica is an NPR Croc Fellow. She's spending several months reporting at KERA. Chris Burden was a performance artist and sculptor whose work questioned the very nature of art. A new documentary about Burden opens this weekend. Our big screen team talked about his impact with a curator from the Dallas Museum of Art.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about Burden, which is a new documentary about the artist Chris Burden. And our guest is Catherine Broadbeck, who is the Nancy and Tim Hanley Assistant Curator of Contemporary Art at the Dallas Museum of Art. Catherine, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Chris Burden's performance pieces included one in which he had himself nailed to a Volkswagen, another one where he was shot in the arm by a rifle. People began even calling him the Evel Knievel of the art world. What do you think he was trying to say by going to these extremes?
Sure. So he was really at the forefront of the movement of performance art. But what I think is really interesting about the subject matter that he chose is that he was making kind of commentary on distinctly American kind of cultural phenomenon. So with Shoot, there's a famous quote by him that's in the documentary that getting shot is American as apple pie. So kind of the American fixation on gun culture. And then also with the Transfiction on the Volkswagen, he was an LA artist, kind of a very quintessential California artist. So of course, our obsession with cars in the same way.
One of the questions that runs throughout the film is kind of timeless, and that's what is art? And Burden addresses this very issue in the film.
What is the essence of sculpture that's different than painting? A two-dimensional work you stand in front of and you look at. Sculpture, you're supposed to walk around because it's three-dimensional, right? So you stand in front, then you walk to the side, and you look at the back, and you walk around. Sculpture forces the viewer to be active, physically active. And if you take a reduction, you take the minimalist thing, well, sculpture is action. I figured out that the act of doing something in itself could be art. I didn't have to make an object.
So I think it's important to keep in mind also the context that he was working. There are several artists working in New York that were minimalist and post-minimalist sculptors who are also thinking about the relationship of the body to the object. And so he was part of this kind of larger movement of questioning whether or not the object was essential at all.
The DMA has one of Burton's sculptures in its collection, a piece called All the Submarines of the United States of America. It's not currently on view, but I wonder if you could describe it for us.
Sure. So this work is a room-size installation of 625 wooden models of submarines that represents the entire U.S. naval fleet between 1890 and the time that the work was made, and also the names of the submarines on the wall behind it. And they're beautifully hung from the ceiling to mimic a school of fish. There is a definite change in his oeuvre from the 70s performances to these kind of room-sized installations. But what I think is really kind of constant in his work, again, is the questioning of these aspects of American culture. So this was during the Cold War in the U.S., so there was the military was on a lot of people's mind. So he's representing this aspect of kind of quintessential American culture.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of films about artists, and I'm wondering how you think this one measures up. How well do you think it does in explaining who this guy was?
So I think it's also important to mention that Burton is extremely beloved in L.A. He is one of the kind of cultural icons in the city. So he's someone with the LACMA sculpture that's in front of the Los Angeles County Museum of Artwork, which is one of the most photographed pieces kind of in the city.
Those are the lamps.
The lamps. So he's a very well-known and beloved artist in L.A. But of course, what he was doing in the 70s, I think, was very misunderstood. So I think it's really great to see all of these kind of later in life interviews with the artists kind of reflecting back on this legacy.
Well, Catherine Brodbeck, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was our big screen team talking with DMA curator Catherine Brodbeck. Burton screens this weekend at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth. In the forecast, we've got a 30% chance of rain today with a high near 90, 50% chance of rain tonight. 78 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.